Everybody, this is Best Show on WFMU, back again for another Tuesday night installment. The show will go from 8 until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The official website for the show is the It's called friendsoftom.com. You go to the chat, you go check out the chit-chat, everybody chit-chatting in there about the show. Very exciting. My name is Tom Sharpling. I will be your host for tonight's episode of The Best Show on WFMU. The phone number, 201-209-9368. That is the exclusive phone number for anyone wishing to call this program. And that number is not to be given out during any other program you may hear on the station. If you hear a DJ give it out, please call them and let them know that this number is not to be used by other programs. I am paying $50 an hour to have that number. We just heard a three for Thursday, even though it's Tuesday, by Robert Pollard, who's going to be rocking it hard in the Eastern Seaboard. We heard I'm a Strong Lion from the album From a Compound Eye. Before that, we heard the hit Psychic Pilot Clocks Out from Not In My Air Force. Then we went back to From a Compound Eye and heard The Right Thing. The kid might see all three. Kid might see all three. New York, Boston, Philly. We'll see. We'll see what's in the kid's grasp. We'll see if he can pull it off. We will see. Only time will tell. As Aja once sang, only time will tell. Higgins before that from their album Dear Higgins. On the Magadie label. We heard Drop Off, the Emphasis track from their album, Dear Higgins. Get more information, go over to info at Magadie, which is two G's, MAGGADEE.com. And starting us off, the major stars from their hot, hot, hot new album. We heard Fake Date, and that is on the Important label. Oh, the name of the album? Of course. Synopticon is the name of that album. Not so smart sometimes. Gotta look at it, figure out how to pronounce it. Synopticon, of course. Stupid. It's called Synopticon. I was only staring at it for 45 seconds, trying to figure out how to say that word. But now that I say it, I'm super smart. 201-209-9368 is the number. It is Open Phone Tuesday here on the best show on WFMU, so if you got to get in on the action, if you want to get in on the action, you know what? You got to get in on the action. I was not wrong when I said, if you gotta, if you wanna, if you gotta. 201-209-9368 is the number. We got a full program tonight, packed with action and excitement. If everybody who listens to the program remembers, this stretch of the show was the time when we usually received a call from Spike. Remember Spike, the prevert who called and was always talking about his dungeon and all and whatnot. Well, as you remember, during the fundraising marathon, I banned him for life from the program. I banned him because in my time of need, when I needed the help, I was going to offer him a chance to come down and host a show for a full 3-hour show. He turned me down cold, so he was banned for life. Banned for life. The marathon was when? March? And this is what? April? Huh. Okay. Well, this is the email I got last week. Hello, Tom. That's literally what it says. Miss me? I know the listeners do. Don't worry, I will return calling. I was too busy in the dungeon to call. Too spelled T-O. So, apparently you weren't too busy learning how to spell two. Those are the simple words, Spike. Those are the simple ones. Those are the ones, one syllable. Those are the ones you usually get a handle on when you're like 7. From reading the message boards, I am sorely missed. Batten down the hatches. I'll be back. Spike. I don't want you back. You're banned for life. You hurt the best show in our moment of need. You're gone, son. Son, you are gone. Unless you guys want him back. Do you want him back? Do you? I don't know. I don't know if I want him back. He's telling me he's going to be back. as if I have no say in the matter. As if it's out of my hands. Hello, Tom. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe he'll return. Is this Spike? No. Okay, good. Good. FMU, you're on the air.
Tom?
Yes.
Hey, this is Brian from Higgin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing okay. Brian from the band Higgins, who we play frequently on the program here.
You're a very nice man.
Well, you're a very nice band.
Thanks. How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. How are things going for Higgins?
Higgins is doing well.
Where can people find out more about Higgins?
I guess you could go to the website, the Dear Higgins, HigginsDearHiggins.com.
HigginsDearHiggins.com?
That's the one.
All right. People can check out Higgins over at HigginsDearHiggins.com.
It's a spectacular event.
It's a spectacular record you guys put out.
Hey, no more Spike, all right?
You don't want Spike back?
No.
All right.
Please.
I agree.
I got to weigh in on that one.
People are telling me on the chat, the Friends of Tom chat, which you can go to over at friendsoftom.com. They're saying no Spike.
Yeah,
they're saying
I agree.
Spike is banned. They're saying your banning will mean nothing if I let him back after a month. Sorry, Spike, you're banned. Speaking of band, will your band be playing any shows?
Not around the area, not for a while. We're playing it on Long Island this weekend.
All right.
I don't think anybody wants to come to Long Island.
Get some shows going.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
This is the time, buddy. You got the hot record out.
It's really hot, right?
Cash in. Get it going.
Yeah, we'll get it going. Or bring it to the people.
Exactly. Bring it to the people. All right, buddy.
Well,
thanks so much
for talking with us.
No problem. Okay, bye. Guy from Higgins. Checking in 201-209-9368. Now, many of you are familiar with the tall bike controversy. That was brewing around this program where a few weeks ago I took on the tall bike guys. There was an article in the Village Voice honoring these mutants who ride these tall bikes and they deface store properties. And I trashed them on the air. And then I had an incident a couple weeks ago where I was surrounded by these guys. I'm walking down the street eating an ice cream cone, and these tall bike guys started surrounding me, and they threw acid at me. And they told me that I would, if I kept talking about them, they were going to kill me. And then I took a courageous stand, and I said, no, I will not back down from you, tall bike rider. Throwing acid in the store windows, storefronts. Burning out the storefront, putting bike culture not for sale. That's shameful, tall bike guys. They told me not to talk about them anymore, so I told them, I said on the air, I'm going to talk about them. So then last weekend, nice weekend, right, everyone? Nice weather. I was having a nice picnic. Had the basket, had the blanket, had all the food spread out. Then all of a sudden over a hill, I kid you not, 15 tall bikes coming up the hill. And they had on leather jackets. And you know what it said on the back of the leather jackets? Williamsburg Forever. It said Williamsburg Forever on the back of them. So if that gives you any idea what these dudes are like. So I'm sitting there on the picnic basket with my family, with my grandmother, and my uncles and aunts, and the rest of my family. We're all trying to enjoy this nice picnic. And then these guys come. They run over our picnic blanket. They start smashing the food. They're whipping these chains around. And they said that this is retribution. And I kid you not, the one guy reached into his satchel. He had this satchel that had, I think it had like meat wad on the side of it, or Harvey Birdman or something like that. Some Adult Swim character. And he threw a copy of McSweeney's at my grandmother. And it hit my grandmother. My grandmother got hit by a copy of McSweeney's, thrown by one of these hoods, these hoodlums. So my family scattered. I'm running now. These tall bike guys are chasing me. I run into this department store, this abandoned department store. I think it used to be a Two Guys. And trying to hide from them. And they're just going like, click, 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 click. Like in The Warriors, the one guy was going click, 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 click. Trying to scare me, and it echoed through the store. Then I picked up a piece of, like a 2x4, like a piece of lumber. And the one guy was coming. All of a sudden, that guy's come at me. I throw the thing right into his spokes. Boom, goes flying off the thing. I reach into his satchel. You know, he's got in his satchel bubble tea. Got this bubble tea. So I take the bubble tea, I pour it all over him. And I tell him, you watch it. And I got my foot on his throat now. And I tell him, you leave me alone. And then next thing I know, I get hit in the face with one of their chains from behind. Knocked unconscious. And I wake up in front of North 6. Two days later. Knocked unconscious. So you listen to me, tall bike guys, with your bubble tea and your throwing McSweeney's at my grandmother and your Williamsburg jackets. I'm coming to get you. I'm bringing in the fight to you now. I'm coming at you untouchable style. You guys bring a knife, I bring a gun. You bring a gun, I bring a bomb. I challenge you tall bikers right now, all of you. I'll fight all of you this Friday. You tell me where and when, and I'll fight all of you. I'm not scared of you tall bikers, you hoodlums. I'm ending tall bike culture this Friday. It ends. 201-209-9368. Somebody just mentioned the Chris Ware McSweeney's, the comic one. That's the one they threw at my grandmother. You figure they could have at least thrown the one that looked like junk mail at my grandmother. It would have been softer. Going to play some entries from the theme song contest in a little bit. Got a couple to play. People entering the theme contest. You get to do the theme song for the show, possibly. The winner's song will be heard every week, kicking off the show. And you'll get a fun pack in the mail. If you want more information on the contest, go to friendsoftom.com. We put all the information up there. You go to friendsoftom.com. You can also find out about the podcast, which I'm discovering is a flop. It's a flop. The podcast is a flop. I thought we'd have tons of people signed up for this thing. Found out last week I had two people signed up for it. This is what happened. After I mentioned it on the air, got four people signed up totally. In total. And I find out today that one of them unsubscribed. So we're up to three people. Three lowly subscribers to the podcast. You go to friendsoftom.com. All the information's up there about the podcast. Shows up each and every Thursday morning. Safe and sound in your computer. Sign up. Sign up or I'm pulling the podcast. That's what I say. Tell your friends about it. Let's get your friends signed up also. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I think I'm one of the original two podcasters.
And what's your name?
Listeners. My name's Steve.
Steve, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay. Well, thank you for being, I can count you guys on one hand.
Yeah. You can't get rid of it because you're my lifeline. This is actually the first time I've listened to the show live. I always have to listen on the podcast.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you, Steve.
And, thank you for, and I called to say thank you for sticking it to the tall bikers.
Exactly. I'd have no choice. This is a war. They asked for the war. Now I'm just sticking up for myself and my family.
You got to do that. I was in New York last month and I saw what they did to one of those stores in Brooklyn. And that was, I just thought that was ridiculous.
It's nuts.
So I'm glad someone's out there, putting them in their place.
I mean, they chased me through that abandoned two guys. I was terrified.
Yeah. Well, I mean, throwing McSweeney's around, that's not kid stuff.
Those things are not cheap either.
No.
It's like $18 for a McSweeney's. But these guys are just throwing them at old people.
Not right.
It's really not right. So how's everything going out in Michigan?
It's pretty good, I guess. Weather's finally, winter's going away finally.
That's right. Are you excited about the Detroit Pistons?
Oh no, I couldn't care less about this.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a Pistons. Even I'm not an NBA fan, but I'm especially even when I was an NBA fan, I wasn't a Pistons fan.
But this team's easy to be. It's easy to be a fan of the Pistons.
Exactly.
They're fun. They're good guys.
Yeah, I guess everybody loves. They're all hardworking.
Exactly. Ben Wallace.
I'm not much of an NBA fan in general, so,
Well, do you root for a certain sport?
Baseball is the one, the one I pay the most attention to.
Uh-huh. So you have the Detroit Tigers to root
for.
Yeah, yeah. They seem like they're great.
Yeah, it's a fantastic organization. But
they have that old guy leading them now.
Yeah.
Somebody should throw a McSweeney's at him. Wake him up.
I might do that. It's the next game I go to.
What is his name again?
Jim Leland.
That's right.
Yeah. I was not pleased with that that move.
Yeah.
But that's what you deal with when you're a Tiger fan, so you gotta. But we got Chris Shelton, he's the next Babe Ruth, so.
The good days are coming back.
Yeah.
They are. Weird. Don't worry. You hang in there.
It's only been, 17 years since their last winning season, so, any day now.
It's coming. It'll be that much sweeter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you keep
it up. Anybody, what am I supposed to do, root for the Yankees or the Red Sox?
I didn't say you had to. Hang in there. You keep it going. They need you.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
You have a good night, young man.
You too.
Thanks again.
Later.
Bye.
Yep.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
This is Steven in Chicago.
Hi, Steven. How are things in Chicago?
Okay. A little brisk, but okay. How are things with you?
Oh, they're going all right.
Excellent. I just wanted to call and say that I'm a longtime fan, and I, too, am subscribed to the podcast.
Okay, so we're pretty much talking. We talked to two-thirds of our podcast subscribers tonight.
Yeah, I guess so. The only reason why I'm subscribed to the podcast is that I work when the show is on the air, and our internet connection at work is kind of lousy.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, pleading, if you will, to not yank the podcast.
Tell your friends, get your friends to sign up. Do you have friends that would be interested in it?
I believe I do, yes. But some of them do listen to the show, and I guess don't feel the need to keep it on their iPods.
Now, where do you work?
I work at a record store.
Where are you?
In Chicago.
That's
oh,
right.
Like what record store?
Yeah.
It's called Reckless Records.
That's a good store, right?
Okay, it's all right.
Do you have fun working there?
I do. I like it.
Is it like high fidelity?
No.
Do you like put on records and go like, watch everybody groove to this one?
I like to proclaim that I'm going to sell X amount of copies of, the Battle of Orchestra album.
Like what record? What's your go-to record when you're in a store and you want to like get all the customers lit up? What do you play?
What's my go-to record? Yeah, when I want to get all the customers lit up.
Yeah.
I usually, as of late, that DC Snipers record and the Pissed Jeans.
Uh huh.
I think both of those records usually get a reaction.
Gets everybody. Do people like dance in the store?
There's a lot of dancing in the store. No. There's a lot of acrimony and people muttering about how we didn't buy their scratched up, REM monster.
Yeah, like because everybody. How many of those did they press? 80 million.
I think that's that's how many they pressed in hopes of. Isn't that some sort of like major label scandal? Like. They press X amount of CDs and say, hundreds of thousands already priced to move, or something like that. I don't know.
It must be. You know who you should play in the store? Do you know this guy, Average Homeboy? Have you heard about him?
Mm-mm.
If you go to YouTube and you type in Average Homeboy,
yeah,
you should see this guy.
Okay. All right.
He's very talented, and I'm sure you'll be selling plenty of his records in the near future. He's a rap guy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't,
Is he a safe rap guy?
He's not going to be the kind of guy who raps about being on the street, because that's not where he's from. You know what I'd say? Let's let him tell his story, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We'll let the average homeboy tell his side of the story.
I just want to say a few words. It's just a demo. The audio's rough because I was running it for myself, and the track is still just a keyboard. But I wanted to put my ideas down on videotape so you can see what I'm trying to market. Since the time that I've made the videos, I've been working in a recording studio to get the sound that I need. I've been working on tracks for behind me, and I've also been working on smoothing out my rapping. So pretty much if you can understand what I'm trying to market, I think once you hear my audio demo, you'll just be blazed. And rapping's a way for me to express my point of view. And in mainstream music right now, there's not a middle-class average guy telling his point of view that's white. Any white rapper that's out there right now claims to be from the streets of urban areas. I'm not trying to be anybody that I'm not. I'm just a middle-class guy trying to express myself. And so hopefully by watching my videos, you can see that and you can see how marketable it is. And I'm knocking on every door that I can to get my big break. So hopefully you can help me get my big record contract.
Here's his record. You like those beats?
Yeah, those are...
You gotta see this guy. This guy, he looks like... I can't even describe it. He's shirtless in a lot of it.
Oh, what?
Swinging a baseball bat.
I'm not the typical rapper. that you'll meet. I don't live in a box, nor was I raised on the street. And as you can see, I'm not black. I don't do drugs, and I'm not on crack. What's the problem with a rapper who's white? We're all just fighting for our equal rights. Just because I'm not from the project doesn't mean that I can write $1 million checks. I was not daddy who's a big tycoon. I have to work hard every day if I want the money to go out and play.
Oh. Average homeboy. Average homeboy.
My house is just middle class, and every week it's my job to cut the grass. It's not located in Beverly.
And there we go.
That's tragic is what that is.
He's the average homeboy, and he's got that beat going. That's a pretty intense beat, and he's so good of a rapper that he can actually kind of float on and off the beat. He means to do that.
Yeah, no, it's avant.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks,
right,
buddy.
Keep up the good work.
Oh,
Thank you.
Thank you. People can check. You go to YouTube and type in Average Homeboy and watch that. So amazing. That guy's so great. I want to know where that guy is. I like how he somebody wrote on the descriptions. Well, it says best YouTube ever. And somebody wrote a white rapper with a mullet. Okay, that's right. And he does have a mullet. He's kind of got a he looks like a white bread Jose Canseco. If Jose Canseco didn't do steroids in the early to mid 90s, kind of like wearing white jeans, and he's shirtless in a lot of it, and he does look like a little bit like Scott Baio. Did somebody find his website? I gotta see if this is his real website. If this is him. Oh my God, it's him! I gotta see, does he have like, holy moly. Go to BlazinHazen, BlazinHazen.com. Is his name, let's see. Oh my God, is this real? Wow. I think he should be a star. I think this guy's good enough to be a star. He's got a record called I'm a Star. When you blaze like I do, you burn like an inferno. What's that, Mike? Yes. I wonder who would win in a fight. If he brought the blaze and Stevie Blue brought the juice, who would win in that fight? Stevie Blue would throw the juice on top of the blaze and hope to extinguish the blaze. But then Blaze and Hazen might evaporate the juice. 201-209-9368. Holy moly. I got to see. Can we listen to some of his music?
My beat can make you rip, so roll my clip.
For some reason, I don't trust this guy not cursing, so I'm gonna have to screen that out, unfortunately. I can't. Exactly. It must go. Is his name Denny Blazin? Are you looking at that site, Mike? Blazin Hazen. BlazinHazen.com. And he's got autographed photos available. He's one of those guys who just like... is he one of these guys who is more concerned about like selling autographed figures? Like he's like, yeah, I got a new sticker coming out. Like those bands where they don't put records out, but they put T-shirts out, like local bands. Yeah, we're working on a new T-shirt coming out, and then later this fall we're gonna have a new sticker. We'll have a sticker release party and. Any chance you get an actual record out? Yeah, no. Yeah, that's not going to happen anytime soon because we're trying to get a manager. You know, like they always pinning it on like a manager or we can't do it. Look, you know how the recording industry works. If you don't have a manager, you're not going to get anywhere. Like I need a manager first. I can't get on a major record label without a manager. I get the manager, he'll get me on a label. It's like, well, how about you maybe record some songs, and then we'll see where you're standing. FMU, you're on the air.
Do you know where we can get that guy's record?
What's that?
Do you know where we can get that guy's record?
Do I know anything about it?
Yeah, do you know, is it on his website that we can, buy a CD or something?
I don't know. I'm new to Blazin Hazen.
Yeah, because, that guy had some ill beats.
Yes, those beats were pretty ill.
Yeah, they were pretty sick.
Yes, I think they were sick. Yeah. Those beats were sick and ill.
Yeah, I like that guy rapping. He's pretty nasty.
Yes, he is pretty nasty. You know what? He's Blazin. We don't need you. We're Blazin here. Me and Blazin Hazen.
Before you start watching my video, I just want to say a few words.
Oh, we love you. I think he's cool. And there's it's pictures of him on vacation and stuff, like on like palm trees and stuff. It's like, geez, we get it. You went on vacation once. It's me in a pool, me on a boogie board. Me on the palm tree. It's like these fake album covers. Like, wow, I got that new album by Blazin Hazen, by Denny Blaze, Gimme. It's a picture of him on the deck of a boat. How about the new one, Hot to Trot? It's a picture of him in the ocean with a wave behind him. How about the cover of I Want Sunshine? It's him sitting in a palm tree. It's like... getting the most for that vacation dollar. Hey, what was the record that guy said he plays a lot in the store to get people moving? Oh, what was he? He was saying he plays... ooh, I can't remember. What record was it? He said, he likes to play, DC Snipers.
One, two, three, four. Whoa, whoa! Thank you.
This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide, World Wide Web at WFMU.org. And this is the best show on WFMU here again for another Tuesday night installment, taking you all the way from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get more information on the best show on WFMU by going over to friendsoftom.com. That is the official website for the best show on WFMU. Find out all about the podcast and the chit-chat that's going on right now. Ah, we just heard from Moto, Masters of the Obvious. Got a new single out on the Baby Killer label. We heard She's Gone Nuts by Masters of the Obvious. And speaking of Masters of the Obvious, Moto, you can check them out this Saturday on the Cherry Blossom Clinic from 3 to 6 p.m. As you know, Masters of the Obvious are from Chicago. It's you got Paul Caparino, still doing it after 20-something years. Terry T., the host of the Cherry Blossom Clinic, is excited to have them on. And you check them out this Saturday, April 22nd, from 3 to 6 p.m. on the Cherry Blossom Clinic, hosted by Terry T. Before Moto, we heard from Hunchback. They've got a new album called Ugly on the Outside. Hunchback, if you remember way back when, were winners of one of the Smash or Trash segments on the Best Show. We heard Black Sunday and their album. Find out more information. The name of the label is Freedom School Records. And starting us off, the DC Snipers. I said it was the record of 2006. Record of the year. So far, it's still on top of the pile. No one has dethroned it. It sits atop the pile. The champions that they are, the DC Snipers. We heard You Disappear Me from the Missile Sunset album on the Deadbeat record label. 201-209-9368 is the number. I'm getting some reports, some speculation that that Denny Blaze, a.k.a. Blazin' Hazen, may not be real. Could that be possible? Could this be a put-on? If so, first of all, the notion of this put-on is disgusting. Some clown going around fooling people. I don't know who he thinks he is. Doing fake stuff. Nobody wants that. He should be ashamed of himself. No one wants pretend stuff, Blazin' Hazen. You hear me? No one likes a faker. No one likes a faker. And if you are real, then it's fantastic because we can laugh at you. At your complete talentlessness. But if you are a put-on, then we are the butt of the joke, and that is unacceptable. We won't stand for it. We need to be the one doing the laughing, Blazin' Hazen. How dare you be creative and clever and pretend to be something you're not. I, for one, am ashamed of you. Play some song contest entries in a little bit. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Oh, hey, Steinberg.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm awesome.
You're awesome?
Yeah.
Well, we know that, but how are you doing? Ha 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 ha. Oh.
Huh?
That one, you missed that one. Okay. So what is your opinion of this whole Blazin' Hazen thing?
I think he's a chump.
Do you think he's kind of entering your domain, so to speak?
Well, no. He's just trying to take a portion, you know. I don't come from the streets, per se. I mean, I live a hard life, but I'm not, you know, in gangs. But that's his whole gimmick. I bring so much more, I think.
Yeah, yeah, you do bring so much more.
It's not a gimmick.
And you work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're logging time. You're... This guy says in his thing, he's like, just because, like, something about his house being middle class, and I mean, that ain't no middle class house, Chief. Knock a floor off that house, maybe it'll be middle class.
I don't have a lawn.
You don't have, see, exactly. That's what you're all about.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go on fancy vacations.
No.
Although I think, according to it looks like Blazin' Hazen went on one vacation. And it's really trying to let everybody know about it.
Well, I can't swim, so.
It was so awesome. I went to Cancun. Oh, so fantastic. And I used every picture for a fake album cover.
I'll make a challenge right now. If Blazin' Hazen is listening or finds out.
Yes.
MC Steinberg is ready for a battle rap.
You hear that? You hear that, Denny Blaze? You hear that, Denny Blaze?
Could more be like Blaze and Raisin.
Ew, brother. Could be a rap war coming up.
Yeah.
Between MC Steinberg and Blaze and Hazen. So you have anything for us tonight, MC Steinberg? You have any raps, any advice, any wisdom?
Well, if you remember the last time I called, I was kind of beginning a peyote addiction.
Yes, you were espousing the
peyote.
The benefits of peyote or peyote. Yes.
Yeah, it's either. And I kind of, you know, went through a rough period since then, and I'm, you know, I'm on the upswing now.
Okay.
You know, I used to get like an hour of sleep each night, and that didn't happen on the peyote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and, you know, I'd lash out at my friends. I'd stab Bubba with a fork.
You stabbed Bubba, your friend Bubba.
Yeah.
Wow, is he okay?
Yeah, I guess. I haven't really talked to him.
Uh-huh. But is he in the hospital?
No, I didn't stab him hard.
Okay.
Just, you know, enough to draw blood.
So you drew blood from your friend, though. That's not good. You got to control yourself. So did
I know
you stop
that now.
Did that make you stop doing the drugs?
I'd like to say that was, you know, the thing that made me stop, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. What made you stop?
My neighbor's apartment door was open, and I stole everything. Well, not everything, you know, what I could carry out.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I sold it. And he was not happy.
He was not. I could imagine he'd not. He would not be happy.
No. But he's old. So.
Well, then he kind of, he half deserves it.
So my mom, as you know, is in rehab.
That's true.
So I kind of checked myself in, and I think I'm doing better.
You checked yourself into rehab with your mother?
Yeah. I'm going to write a screenplay about that one. I'm not going to give anything away.
Yeah, that sounds like a movie in the making. That sounds like that movie with Angelina Jolie or whatever, the one where she's in the institution.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, not that one. It sounds like another. Well, whatever. You'll write a movie about it. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. So I kind of, you know, I'm an artist, so I wrote it in a song. And it's sort of a message out there to the kids.
Uh-huh.
You know, in school you learn about, you know, pot and beer and heroin and cigarettes and ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
And what are the others?
There's other ones. I'd rather not glorify them over the radio, though.
Yeah. But, you know, you never hear about peyote. So,
It is a little bit of a back burner drug.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, so, you should stay away from all drugs, though, MC Steinberg.
Mainly peyote, though.
What's that?
Mainly peyote.
Stay away from, especially peyote for you.
All right.
So what, You have some flow for us tonight, Chief?
Yeah. This one's simply entitled Peyote.
All right.
I was feeling down. I was so depressed. It was hard to keep all our emotions suppressed. I was stressing out, so I hopped in my car. I stopped on the gas, and I drove real far. I had no money. I had no map. Had no valid license. Didn't give a crap. I drank all my water from gas station faucets. Didn't stop despite my calcium deposits. Just then a finger had caught my eye. A man who helped me get my spirit high. I felt the heat in the bright of day, and the man gave me some peyote. I ate it first, then I threw it back up till the man told me how to light it up. I flew to the sun, hopped Nelson to bed, and got all the snakes out of my hair. When you're hooked to the peyote, you freak out and lose your know. Your mind goes away middle of the day. You lose total control. You say the Indians smoked it too. They were nice, they can't be wrong. But I don't see no teepees here. Those Indians are gone. I'm losing track of time, the time of day, what day is today, I have no say. My body wants sleep, mine say no way, so then I take a smoke of peyote. I just can't breathe, I believe there is a tree branch coming out of my sleeve. There's no hand there, just twigs and leaves, oh snap, I think I'm turning into a tree. Out comes a witch, hot beat, she starts up a fire, hot heat, hot heat. She is a vegetarian, she don't eat meat. I'm not a tree, it's me that she's gonna eat. And now I'm nervous and my branches be shaking, put me in the oven, then I will be baking. I'm not a tree, it's a peyote. A lack of sleep and the dogs got me shanking. Yo, troll streets, looking for a fixin', when you'll find it nowhere. This fun just came a addiction. My life is so unfair. When you're hooked to the peyote, you freak out and lose your know. Your mind goes away middle of the day. You lose total control.
Wow, that is potent stuff. I'd put that might be the white lines for the new generation.
Oh, I'm sorry?
It might be white lines for the new generation. The song White Lines, you know that song?
No.
No! That's like a rap classic!
Go!
Okay.
By who?
Go, you go learn about rap. I'm hanging up on you. Get off my phone. I just gomped him. That's right. I'll gomp any. He doesn't know white lines. He's been rapping for years. Doesn't know what white lines is. FMU, you're on
Yo,
the air.
Yo, Tommy.
Who's this?
PD.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What's going on, Chief?
No.
What?
No, Tommy.
You don't know what...
I haven't called in a while.
That's right.
You know why, though?
Why?
It's because I'm a punk, Tommy.
Because what?
I'm a punk.
What do you mean you're a punk?
You gotta be mean when you're a punk, Tom.
You're a punk now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy, I was listening to, like, Elliott Smith, right?
Yeah.
You know Elliott Smith?
Sure, yes.
He's pretty good. And then, like, I just had this sudden realization.
Yeah.
Like, it's like becoming a Buddha, except you become a punk.
I missed that last thing, though. You become what?
It's like, you know, when you become enlightened?
Yeah.
When you're meditating? It's kind of like that, except, like, you just become a punk.
So you're a punk now?
Yeah.
Listening to Elliott Smith made you a punk.
I got this one mohawk, and it's pretty pink. It's pretty hot, Tommy.
Now, this is Elliott Smith.
Yeah.
There's not another... It's the dude who played the acoustic guitar.
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't know how that would.
He's pretty punkish, though.
Yeah, I don't know how that would lead you to getting a mohawk, though. I thought
no,
you might,
it's because he was like a mean man, Tommy.
You might be listening to the Exploited or the UK Subs or something like that.
Those aren't real punk, Tommy. Like acoustic folk songs are the real punk, but no one understands that.
What other punk artists do you like?
Woody Guthrie.
Yeah, Woody. Okay, keep going.
That one guy. Who's that guy? The folk singer.
Uh huh.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Pete Seeger.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Pete Seeger, real punk.
Pretty good punk. But like, I combine the folk with the modern punk, Tommy.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've actually combined punk and folk.
Yeah, I bought this skateboard, and I was going around town.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I was making fun of everybody. It was awesome. And then, like, I screamed at people in their faces.
From your skateboard?
Yeah. And then I went into this one pizza shop, and I, like, spit on this guy's pizza.
You went into a pizza what?
A pizza store.
A pizza store.
And I spit on this guy's pizza.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds like you're less of a punk and more of a jerk.
Yeah, well, wait, what do you think a punk means, though, Tommy? Because, like, I don't really...
Well, why don't you tell me? You're the one declaring yourself to be a punk.
It's like you gotta be mean to everybody.
Yeah, that's being
a punk?
And
like, you have to constantly declare that you're a punk.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you also have to ride a skateboard.
So you ride a skateboard.
Yeah.
You talk about how punk you are.
Yeah.
And then you're mean.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty good. I got all my friends to become punk too.
Sounds very exciting. Is that one mutant a punk now? Mac.
Yeah. Actually, you know, Tommy.
Yeah.
We made this one punk song. I have it recorded.
You recorded a punk
song. It's a punk cover of Elliott Smith.
Let's hear it.
It's pretty sweet. You want to hear it, Tommy?
Sure.
It's kind of like blow Steinberg away, man.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you the like people that are in this song? Or you not really care, Tommy?
What do you mean? You mean the performers?
Like, you know Mac, right?
Yeah, I trust.
He's the drummer.
I could care less who's performing on it. Are you on it?
Yeah, I'm singing with Dan.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Dan, is that one boring friend?
He's a good guy, Tom.
He's the one who you tried to get to replace you.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he ever call up again?
I think he's kind of like sad.
Tell him to call up. I'll be nice to him.
Okay, Tommy. Next time I'll tell him, you know. I don't think he's at his house.
Okay, well, let's hear this song.
I'll play a song.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Thank you.
right. All right. Needle in the Hay. There
you
go.
That's the end of his song.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Powerful stuff.
And also, like, another thing when you're a punk, like, it has to be the worst recording quality ever.
Well, what is the target of this punk stuff now? Who?
What do you mean?
You're going after somebody with this stuff.
Everybody.
No, yeah,
we're against the world.
You're doing a little satire of somebody. Who are you mad at?
No, we're going against the world.
Are you doing a lampoon of someone at school?
I know what you mean. Tom, there are no real punks anymore, except for us.
Except for you guys.
We are the total punks.
Hmm. All right,
we're going to, like, rule our school, Tom.
All right.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
I look forward to it.
Nice.
Take over, punk.
Okay, dude.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye. Still trying to digest that. Punk has changed, apparently. I didn't realize that punk was... this guy's sitting around with an acoustic guitar. Guess I'm not punk. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, Petey's voice really is changing.
Yes, it is.
He's growing.
He's getting older.
He's maturing. It's funny.
Who's this?
No smoke.
Something about you, buddy. I don't know.
Oh.
Something about you. You hurt me on a very deep level.
Wow.
With your shenanigans.
Listen, we're doing something tomorrow at 30 Rockefeller Plaza around lunchtime, a little protest to end hunger. Come down and meet the new character, Hunger. The mascot, the end hunger mascot.
The end hunger mascot. What is that?
Hunger.
But what hunger. Is the mat?
Hunger, with two R's. Noe, hunger.
And what does he look like?
He's orange.
Uh-huh.
Orange is for hunger. You know, orange, they paint the fast food restaurants orange because it makes people hungry. So he's orange. He's got a big, big round head, giant round head, one eye and a big mouth, big open mouth, hungry.
Yeah, well, this sounds like a great event. If it's actually happening.
Pantomiming and carrying signs that say end. END.
I wish I could believe that this event was even happening.
Oh, it is.
I can't believe a word out of your mouth anymore. This is what happens. This is what happens when you fib. People
geez.
Can't believe you.
Didn't you ever fib?
Did not know. I've never fibbed in my life. I don't even know what to think now. This event, this sounds like another flight of fancy.
It's real.
Sounds like another flight of fancy.
I've been playing it for a year.
What's that?
I've been playing it for a year. It's real.
I don't know. Sounds a little fantastic.
There's a guy who's going to be like, he's like working right now. He's been working for 2 days making this character.
Well, do you have a website?
I'm putting the website up tonight.
Oh, it's not up yet.
It's called End, END, Hunger, you know, HUNGRR.
Of course the website's not up yet. Because I could check that now.
You'll see it says Pocket Go Daddy.
You're a fraud. You're a fraud. You get off my phone, you liar! Get off my phone! Weave another tale, another flight of fancy. That's a guy who's like, I never smoked before. Like, for 2 years I'm entertaining this chowder head. I'm trying to quit smoking. Blah, blah, blah. I'm helping him out. Trying to help him out. Help him. Hey, how you doing with the smoking? Yeah, I haven't smoked. Then he sends me a stupid email that I don't get, and then I don't write back, and all of a sudden he's like, I made up all that stuff about not smoking. Then now he's like, no, maybe I didn't make it up. You're a liar. You are painted with the paint that liars get painted with. That's the color. You're the color. You said the color orange is for hunger. The color orange is for liars. Go dip your head in a can of orange paint, you phony. For shame. The time I wasted on you. Could have been doing other stuff on the show. Could have been talking to other people. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm calling anonymously.
Okay.
I'd rather not say my name.
All right. Yeah. That's fine. Why are you so... Why do you want to be anonymous?
I was a high-level music editor at a high-profile magazine up until today. Was recently ousted.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'd rather not mention the name of the magazine or my name.
And you'd rather I didn't also? Well, I'm not gonna, I don't know who you are, so I kind of... I'm gonna
you kind of can't mention my name.
You're right. I kind of can't because I don't know if you are who you say you are. I don't know.
Well, let's just say that I am who I say I am.
Well, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying, first of all, more than one person was actually let go from what I hear, so I don't know who you are.
The younger one.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you lost your job. I apologize on that. You know, I sympathize. I don't apologize.
Okay. Can I get you to, would you get on board with some opinions of mine?
All right.
Such as, which album do you find more important? The new Cowboy Troy Locomotive album or Sonic Youth's Daydream Nation?
Which one do I find more important?
Yes.
I would say Daydream Nation by like 1,000 miles.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd be wrong by 1,000 miles.
Over what album? The Cowboy Troy album?
The new Cowboy Troy album, Locomotive.
Yeah, no, I would... I would say it's Sonic Youth.
Really?
And I'd be wrong?
Yeah.
And why? How on earth would I be wrong?
That's just the way it is. Go ahead.
That's kind of why people are allowed to have opinions. Because it's kind of not just the way it is. I mean, this is not a fascist state.
I'd say that Tim McGraw is a far more important artist than this little band that you play, the DC Snipers.
In what way?
Innovation, easily. Yeah, I'd have to go the avenue of innovation.
That Tim McGraw is more innovative
than the DC Snipers, yes.
Doing his kind of. Limp country rock. First of all, I didn't realize it was a contest.
Well, and what do you mean there's not a contest?
The idea that why does one have to be better than the other one or more important than the other one? I mean, and I just think everybody's entitled to an opinion.
Remember the band Junkyard?
Yes. It was like a kind of like a post Guns N' Roses thing. Like in that, not that they were members, but it was kind of like, who was the punk guy who was in that band?
That'd be Brian Baker of Minor Threat.
That's right. Yeah.
They put out easily the best album from the 80s.
The album by Junkyard.
Yeah, self-titled album.
Uh-huh.
1989.
Okay. Well,
capped off that decade with the greatest album of the previous 10 years.
Well, I would really disagree with that.
That's why I'm a published writer and you're not.
Uh-huh.
That's why I've written books and you haven't.
Well,
you want to know, I can let you know a little secret.
Sure.
My formula.
Uh-huh. What is your formula? Now, I think I know who this is. But I'm not going to.
Please do not mention my name.
I won't. I'm not going to. But I think I know who you are.
Well.
So what is your formula for determining these things?
And this is free of charge.
Oh, well, thank you.
To you and all listeners.
Thank you for not charging us.
No problem. All right. Take a reactionary viewpoint plus encyclopedic knowledge of rock,
mm-hmm.
all the way to fringe forced exposure style fodder.
Okay.
Plus amphetamine cream speak.
Yes.
Equals lucrative book deal.
So that's kind of the way you do all your writing.
It's been my formula of success over the past 20 or so years.
You take a. You kind of talk like it's Cream magazine.
Yep.
You deliberately take a reactionary position on a band.
Well, not I say reactionary position just so that it's or reactionary viewpoint rather so that it's easy for your listeners and for you to understand. I actually do immensely enjoy all of the music that I laud.
Okay, so you're not just taking a contrary stance.
No. I love it.
Now, do you feel you actually love it, or do you feel you've kind of worked yourself into this position where
I'm a Gretchen Wilson fanatic.
Really?
Yes.
Like that kind of new country that has the fake rock elements.
Sure, however you want to put it. I like to classify it as the blinding white hot future of music.
That music.
The blinding white hot future of music as a whole. That's how I like to classify that genre.
I would kind of qualify it. It sounds like country mixed with like a more like when Mr. would do like a rockin' song.
Well, nobody ever got anywhere without mixing in some disparate elements.
Uh huh.
That's got to be done to move forward.
So that you actually look at this as some sort of this is some
well, look
sort
at
of,
what Cowboy Troy does.
Uh huh. Well,
you know,
do I have to?
Which is called hick hop.
Yeah. So pretty much he's like
brilliant.
He's a country guy who can barely rap, and is kind of a little bit of
a country guy that's brilliant.
How exactly is he brilliant?
Who would have ever thought of that amazing marriage?
The amazing marriage of bad rock and bad hip-hop.
Of modern country and street level hard hitting rap.
Well, first of all, I'd say it's not a hard hitting rap at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Do you think that's hard hitting?
I think it qualifies as Tales from the Street.
What street? What street is Cowboy Troy?
A street in a neighborhood that I'm afraid to go into.
Well, I might not worry about going into that neighborhood. I think if Big and Rich live there, and
also brilliant.
Cowboy Troy might be living in the guest house.
Big and Rich, they're the, yeah. I'd say Big and Rich, I may have said this previously during this call about another artist, but I will now say that Big and Rich are the most important artist of all time.
All time.
All time.
Big and Rich.
Big and Rich.
With their that kind of fake, it's just like taking...
Fake what? Fake badness?
Fake rock and fake country. Well, I went down to find a pal about all hand and down. That song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Well, that's good. That sounds like you just held like a tape recorder up to the radio and you're like playing it back for me right now. I'm kidding.
Well, I'm glad. Wow, I'm really sorry you lost your job. Your opinion is very valuable.
I know that. Well, I'll find another avenue for my opinion.
I was being wildly sarcastic.
Well, I was being wildly serious.
Uh-huh. I've read...
As you know, I am wont to be.
Oh, you definitely, when it comes to be... You put that stuff out there with a straight face. I don't know how you do it.
I do it because it's brilliant.
So it's brilliant to just take the opposite side of something.
Right. Why don't you and I have lunch, and we'll sit down, and I'll spend 2 hours explaining to you why Sublime is a better band than the Urinals.
I think I might pass on that lunch.
Oh, really? Taking a rain check, huh?
Yeah, I think
you can. I don't think you can handle it.
I think I can, but actually, I just kind of wouldn't want to eat with you.
You wouldn't want to eat with my groundbreaking opinions is I think what the problem is.
I read a book you wrote and it was kind of silly, I thought.
Really? Did it have the word
hell?
Hell, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, had the word hell in the title.
Really? Didn't like it, huh?
Nah, didn't.
You probably weren't and are still not ready for it.
I think I might have been ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think you were just looking for an angle.
You might want to revisit it.
I'll see if I can still find it.
Maybe now that you're a little older and of more mature mind, you'd be able to handle it.
Yeah, maybe I'll be able to understand some of those great heavy metal recommendations in there.
Like Tina Marie?
Yeah, like the Tina Marie. That's exactly it. I've kind of blocked those things out as being metal.
Well, I lifted the veil.
You lifted the veil.
Right, I took off your blinders.
My
book.
Thank you for exposing me to what real metal is.
Hey, no problem. No problem.
Well, God bless you. I'm sure you'll be back
employed soon as a writer somewhere. I'm sure I will be as well.
I would bet the house on it.
Well,
there's never any shortage of opportunities. Maybe write another book.
Thanks for getting in my corner.
You know what? Well, I'm in your I'm not in your corner, but best of luck to you.
Hey, thank you so much.
I hope everyone succeeds in life.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Well, good luck and enjoy your time off and maybe recharge your batteries.
Good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
And why don't you play some Ugly Kid Joe for me?
Ugly Kid Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a terrible band.
Well, that's the difference between me, good, and you, bad. So I will let you go now.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, and hang in there.
You too.
Hi.
Bye.
I guess I can't say his name. Can't say the name. Shocking, though. People were let go today over at a magazine, a weekly thing. Not going to say the name. Oh, those tastes. You know what I'm looking forward to? It was just announced. The Bird Flu movie. It's called Fatal Contact, Bird Flu in America. It's set to air on May 9th. The movie stars Stacy Keach, Jolie Richardson, and Cusack, and Justine Mikado in a tale of a worst-case scenario if the bird flu virus was transmitted to humans in America. What an exciting movie. What is it going to start with? Some guy feeding like his parrot with a peanut in his mouth, like, come here, get the peanut. And then the parrot goes and takes the peanut from him, eats it. Then we see the guy goes off to bed, and then like all of a sudden he's like, are you all right, honey? And then he gets sick and then dies from the bird flu. I mean, are they going to show one bird flying around infecting everybody? Like one pigeon? Old people feeding the pigeon in the park? Oh, here. Our movie has a character who was in Iraq and got the bird flu there and survived. And as we were shooting the movie, the bird flu hit Iraq. I think they should do the thing they call it the birds and the bees, right? You get the bird flu birds, you get the killer bees, and they fight right on the Mexican border. What would you think of that movie, Mike? Was that? It would be disturbing, the birds and the bees? I'm going to green light this movie, The Birds and the Bees, and I'm going to get Stacy Keach to be in my movie also. You hear that, Keach? You're working this year, Keach. You got two biggies lined, two bird flu movies lined up. You better stay in shape. Keep that mustache trimmed. Maybe I'll even put Christopher Titus in the movie, make you feel at home. You worked with him on that TV show. I'll make him a young scientist in the movie.
My headphones are tangled. Wah.
They're wrapped all over the chair. How do I get them out? Oh. Huh. Yeah, I'm okay. Try to get these headphones tangled. They're in the wheel of the chair. Oh, the wheel just came off. Ugh. Ugh, I got wheel grease on my hand now. Ugh. Come on. Come on out, Cord. Daddy needs you out. Daddy needs to get back to the radio show. Daddy can't do the show with the cord caught in the wheel. Huh. I'm missing a wheel on this chair. I'm going to... Oh! The chair just hit my... I'm all right. I'll live. Mike's yelling, what's going on? No, nothing, Dad. He's like, what's going on in there?
Quick, hide it. Hide it. My father's coming.
He says it with love. Or at least like. If not love. Love is something you reserve for, oh, I don't know. What would you reserve love for? Eleven's Dream Day? And this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide, World Wide Web, WFMU.org. This is the best show on WFMU back. We have another hour to go in tonight's program. We just heard from, by request, by associate producer Mike, working on the other side of the glass. He wanted to hear the Drive-By Truckers. From their new album, A Blessing and a Curse, we heard February 14th on the New West record label. That was good stuff. That was good, Mike. Before that, The Problem, all the way from Sweden. They've got a new two CD collection out called Central Stimuling, documenting their work over the punk era. I think 1978 was when the Problem shone. And that CD is on the National record label. And starting us off, something brand new from 11th Dream Day. They are back. Their album's called Zeros and Ones. And we heard For Martha, sounding very... remind me a little bit of Christmas, even a little bit there. A little bit of that feel to it. Nothing better than the Beat album by 11th Dream Day. ...201-209-9368 is the number here. Best show taking you all the way to 11. We got our theme song entries coming up. People who've sent in their entries into the Best Show on WFMU theme song contest. The winner will be announced on the first show of May, which I believe is May 2nd. Associate producer Mike is screening. Screening like the wind. Oh, I hate that saying. I apologize. I apologize to me for saying that. Anything like the wind. I apologize, Tom, for saying that. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I just want to second what that previous caller said.
Who's that?
The guy that was talking about you playing some stuff like Big and Rich and that kind of stuff.
About me not playing stuff
no,
like
you
that?
You should play it.
Oh, I should?
Yeah.
Well, why would I want to play stuff like that?
Because you're always playing this obscure stuff that nobody wants to hear, you know?
It's uh-huh.
Like, Like, you know, nobody wants to hear this stuff. People want to hear stuff that they know.
Well, I think people might want to hear stuff they don't know also. I think that's I think that's just as fair to say.
You're not going to get agreement out of this guy on that. So
you don't think people want to hear stuff that is new to them and maybe they could get turned on to some exciting new music?
I think people love new music. Like, why don't you play You're Beautiful?
Whoa, that guy James Blunt?
What's with the sarcasm? He's great.
He's really not great.
Did you see him on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, and he's creepy.
What?
Yeah, he's creepy.
Okay, well, how about Walk Away by Kelly Clarkson?
I'd rather not play any. I can appreciate that stuff in a pop sense, Kelly Clarkson, mm-hmm. but really not much of a home for it here on the show.
How about Saving Me?
Who's that by?
You're serious.
Yeah, I'm serious. I don't know who is Saving Me by.
Nickelback.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know the name of that Nickelback song.
Okay. Stop with the sarcasm. How about, you're obviously into playing older stuff. What about, let's go back a little bit. Why don't you cue up A Whole New World?
From Lion King?
From Aladdin, you dunce.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have those Disney soundtracks memorized.
Okay, well, I know you play a lot of loud stuff.
Yeah.
This is right up your alley. How about Sledgehammer?
By Peter Gabriel.
Why are you laughing?
Because these songs are horrible.
This holier-than-thou vibe, you guys, all you guys on this station. I tune in every now and then just to see what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And this holier-than-thou stuff is just, it makes me puke.
Uh-huh. Well, geez, I'm sorry. I don't know.
You think you're better than everybody because you know about these bad, obscure bands.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, there's definitely places for you to go check out the kind of music you're interested in. You should just go listen to one of those stations.
Oh, don't think I don't.
I definitely don't think you don't.
I definitely don't. You know what?
What?
You're probably the kind of guy that makes fun of our president and his administration, aren't you? I know you are.
Well, you would be correct. I sure am.
No surprise there.
Well, you don't? You don't make fun of Bush and Cheney?
Heck no.
You like them.
They're our leaders.
Oh, well, and of course we have to do whatever our leaders say.
That's right. We do what they say. We listen to them.
Or we're kind of allowed to have a differing opinion.
Well,
in
America. You see the VP throw that ball out the other day?
Oh, for opening day when Cheney threw the ball?
In D.C., yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see that. That was hilarious.
It was hilarious. It was spectacular.
How was it spectacular?
Well, you know, they clocked that pitch at 96 miles an hour.
What, his opening throw when Cheney threw the ball?
Yes.
They clocked that at how fast? 96?
96.
There's no way that was 96 miles an hour.
It was not only the fastest pitch thrown at that game, it was the fastest pitch thrown that day.
No.
In the whole league, yeah.
Stop.
It's true.
That the vice president threw the fastest pitch of the day.
That's right.
No, I don't believe. That's just insane.
I saw it on the news.
What news?
Fox.
Okay. Why? Did they show the ball going like straight across the plate?
They showed it leave his hand, and then they showed him watch the ball.
Uh-huh.
And then they showed the catcher,
mm-hmm.
and he threw the ball back, and he took his hand out of that mitt, and he blew on it.
Oh, like he was in such pain.
He was in pain, yeah.
From the force of that ball thrown by Cheney.
Yep. And you know what?
What?
Word is that the VP's getting scouted by at least six different teams.
That's crazy.
That's what I hear.
As an actual baseball player.
As a pitcher, yeah.
I don't believe it.
I mean, this thing is going to play out just like President Baseball.
What is that?
What's what?
President Baseball.
It's a movie, you dip.
What? Well, I've never heard of it.
Well, it came out last summer.
President Baseball.
Yes.
And what was President Baseball about?
Well,
as if I can't see the plot coming from a mile away.
Well, in a nutshell. Well, see, it came out last summer, and it had the misfortune of opening against the Dukes of Hazzard. So it was kind of a soft opening.
So it did not clean up at the box office.
And Shout Films didn't really pump it the way they should have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Basically, in a nutshell, Alan Alda.
Uh-huh.
He plays President Wink Bolowski.
Yeah.
And he's watching this baseball game between the Mets and the Nationals.
Uh-huh.
And just like the VP, he throws out the first pitch, and it's just phenomenal. It's a total scorcher.
Yeah.
And then later on in the game, he catches a foul ball in his beer cup.
Uh-huh.
No problem at all.
The president.
Yeah.
Alan Alda.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, he's drinking a beer?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very presidential.
That's like a little side thing. He's known as the party president.
Okay. Alan Alda.
Yeah.
Is playing the president.
Yeah.
So he starts off the game with a scorching
a real fireball.
Yeah. And then he shows that he can field also.
Yes, with a cup, not even a glove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happens then?
So then he gets signed on the spot, and he signs on to the Nationals.
The president does.
Yes, but he's got this whole dilemma, you know.
Uh huh.
He needs to run the country while he's playing center field and pitching too, and sometimes pinch running.
He's a pinch runner.
Oh yeah, he's super fast.
So he's balancing the being the leader of the free mm-hmm. world and being a utility man on a baseball team.
It's great. You got to see it.
Sure.
And there's this other character in it.
Uh huh.
Kind of like a Henry Kissinger sort of guy.
Sure.
You know, has the he's like German.
Mm-hmm.
And it's played by Brendan Fraser.
Uh huh.
And there's one point at the very end, like it's the I don't want to ruin it for anybody out there, but there's this nuke kind of standoff with China.
Uh huh.
And it's right in the middle of when President Bolowski is pitching, like the final inning of the
uh-huh.
World Series. And so he's got to decide, like, he knows that the Chinese dude, his little finger's on the button, and it's, like, seconds away, and the president has to decide what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And he's in this quandary, and then the Brendan Fraser character comes out, and he walks very seriously to the mound, and he takes the president, you know, aside and goes, Mr. President. And you think that he's going to give him the whole, you must leave now to deal with the Chinese problem.
Yeah.
But he says this, and this is a great line. I'm surprised this didn't get nominated. He goes, Mr. President, I have one thing to say to you.
Uh-huh.
Strike this guy out. And the crowd just goes nuts.
The crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
Like in the theater?
No, in the ballpark.
In the ballpark?
Yeah.
So everyone somehow heard that?
Well, they get really quiet when that happens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So everyone heard that?
Yeah. It's great. Brendan Fraser, you're not even going to recognize him.
He plays like the Kissinger type.
Yeah, so he's playing like this 60-year-old guy.
So is he just like slathered in makeup, what they do, like, you know, when they do that to... He must just be unrecognizable when they put people in, like, those kind of old man get-ups.
Oh, no, see, that's the thing. There's no makeup at all.
But he's playing, he's playing the, kind of like the
like Secretary of State.
Yeah, like the Secretary of State. He's like a wise.
Yeah, in his, like, mid to late 60s.
With no makeup.
No.
Well, doesn't that look stupid?
No. See, he took this aging drug.
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's called Old Zonarevrin.
Old what?
Old Zonarevrin.
Old Zonarevrin.
Yeah.
So
and
Brendan...
What it does, it ages you in like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible. So he put on like 30 years in 2 weeks.
Brendan Fraser did.
Yeah.
So he went from being, I guess, in his 30s, which
he's
is...
in his like mid-30s, yeah.
Yeah, so all of a sudden he looks like he's actually old.
Yeah, but there's been like a little snag from what I hear.
What's that?
The reversal drug.
Yeah.
Apparently it didn't really take all the way.
Uh-huh.
So he He still looks like he's in his late 40s now.
Really?
Yeah.
So Brendan Fraser now looks old.
Well, he looks older than he should be because the younger Proxim didn't really work all the way it should have.
What is that drug called?
Youngoproxin.
That's the one that kind of reverses.
And it takes you back, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they say it's going to be okay, and it's going to be a great antidote for when he's on Leno the next time.
Uh-huh. So. Wait, what was, say that again?
What's that?
The last sentence you just said.
I said it's going to be a great antidote for when he's on Leno next time.
Anecdote.
What's that? No, the, antidote.
The no. That's the word you meant to say. It's anecdote.
It's antidote.
No, it's definitely.
Hey, dummy.
Yeah?
It's antidote. It's like a story, you know, like an interesting story. Ever crack a book?
Yeah, you don't know.
Try it sometime.
Yeah, I have cracked a book. How about
doesn't
you?
Doesn't sound like it.
What?
Doesn't sound like it.
Do you have a, you know, why don't you crack a dictionary? It's anecdote.
I will. Hold on.
What, are you getting a dictionary?
I am getting a dictionary, creep. Dumb cretin.
Okay. Yeah, well, look up...
I'm looking up antidote.
And see, yeah, it'll be a great... Find it?
Not yet, hang on. Okay, here we go. Antidote.
What was that?
What was what?
It sounded... What did you just do to the book? Did you just... It sounded like you just threw it. All of a sudden...
I placed it over on the shelf.
Yeah, all of a sudden I heard... And I heard the thing sounded like it flew across the room.
Nothing flew anywhere.
Oh, you... You are really... Yeah, So you come. I don't even understand why you're calling. You so far you've talked about why I play bad music.
Check.
You like this movie President Baseball.
Great. Yes.
And then you keep talking about how Chaney is getting scouted by teams, which is insane.
Well, see, your whole tude right now towards the VP and the administration leaves a lot to be desired. And I want you to mark my words, you dummy.
Yeah.
Lon Chaney is going to go down as one of the most misunderstood politicians of our century. God someday.
What? Okay, back up again. I wish I had tape rolling on this. Who is going to be?
The vice president.
And what's his name?
Chaney, you jerk.
Oh, okay.
What a dunce you are. You don't even know who the vice president is.
What's his first name?
Lon
Chaney.
What?
No, it's Dick Chaney.
What? Yeah. Hey, jerk.
Yeah?
It's called a newspaper. Look into reading one someday.
Look at Lon Chaney is a horror actor, you idiot.
What? Hey.
What?
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, you watch again.
Go dig out today's paper. Hang
okay,
on.
Yeah.
I put it in the recycling bin.
Okay, well, go get it.
Okay, get ready.
Uh-huh.
Fool. You know, there's a whole world out there beyond your stupid little obscure record collection.
Uh-huh.
National okay. News. Let's see here. National News.
Oh, yeah. Is that newspaper next to the book now? Next to the dictionary?
I placed it over there.
Yeah, over next.
Why?
To, yeah, across the road. It sounds like you're throwing a little temper tantrum there. Wow, you are out of control.
Excuse me?
You are out of control.
Huh. Keep at it, man. Just one more. That's all I ask.
One more what?
Just one more, whatever you got.
One more what? Well, I definitely, okay, you want one more?
Yeah.
Why don't you look something up on your computer? I'd love to hear that fly across the room.
Guess someone doesn't want to get his mail ever again.
What's that?
Nothing. I'll talk to you later.
No. Wait. Someone doesn't want to get their mail ever again?
You heard me.
Uh-huh. I did hear you. How on earth would you stop my mail?
The name's Keith Garfinkel. How's that grab you?
It kind of doesn't.
Speaking of computers, are you in front of yours right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. I want you to go to a little website, okay?
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Sure.
www.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, www.
Dot United.
Uh-huh.
States, all one word.
Got it.
Postal Service.
Uh-huh.
.org. Now, when you get there to the homepage,
got it.
I want you to click on a little tab that says Message from the Postmaster General.
Message from the Postmaster General. Huh. Where is that? Shipping scale, postage stamp, employment, United States Postal Jobs, U.S. Postal Service, bulk mailing. United States Postal Service. Let's see. Message from the Postmaster General. What was that address again?
www.
Hold on. Uh-huh.
Dot United States Postal Service. Dot org. You got to do dot org. A red tab.
Yeah. United States Postal Service.org.
Yeah.
I don't see any red tabs on the page. Wow, you got another thing wrong.
It's on there.
Let's see.
On the left-hand side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see all these columns. Let's see. Huh. Okay, here we go. Well, what is this? This is not even anything. This is just like some... It's like... It's like all about doing service.
Scroll down to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Who signed it?
Edmund T. Garfinkel.
Postmaster General.
Yes, Edmund T. Garfinkel, Postmaster General.
That's my uncle, you creep.
That's your uncle?
Yeah.
The Postmaster General.
Yep. All I have to do is make one call and you can say goodbye to your mail delivery.
Really?
For life.
So you're saying I... So you're going to get my mail stopped.
Oh, yeah.
Real? Your uncle.
Yep.
Postmaster General Edmund Garfinkel.
Yep.
Is going to stop my mail if you tell him to.
Yep, I've done it before, and I'll do it again, you fart.
Whoa. Well, good luck with that. I really don't think you can do that.
Can do it, and like I said, I have done it before.
You've stopped people's mail before.
Oh, yeah.
Whose mail have you stopped?
Oh, geez. Got an hour. Basically, people have done me wrong. Ex-girlfriends.
Okay.
Jerky bag boys at the grocery store, a couple mechanics who ripped me off, my parents.
You stop their mail?
Yeah.
Your uncle just has no problem with that?
No. Well, you know, they wouldn't help get me out of the Marines when I realized it wasn't for me.
Uh-huh. Wait, whoa. I gotta say that again?
They wouldn't help get me out of the Marines when I realized it wasn't for me.
Your parents?
Yeah.
They wouldn't help?
It was the first day of boot camp.
How on earth did you end up in the Marines?
I enlisted. I thought it would be more fun than it turned out to be.
You thought the Marines would be fun?
I thought it was going to be like Stripes.
Well, Stripes is the Army, first of all.
Well, I realized that day.
So you sign up, not even realizing that the Marines is way more intense than the Army, which is also intense.
Well, this is more intense. See, they wanted me to do all these push-ups, and they were always yelling at me and stuff, and I was all, no thanks, dudes.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted my folks to back me up by saying that I suffered from night prowls.
What are those?
Like this thing where you go out in the middle of the night and you commit these heinous acts.
Night prowls.
It's an actual condition.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't back me up on it.
So do you actually suffer from that?
No. Why?
Well, that's probably why they wouldn't back you up on it.
Well, and that's why they didn't get their mail delivered for 5 years.
So how do people go through with not getting their mail?
That's a good question. I mean, not getting your mail service has so many ramifications. No magazines, no bills, no paychecks, no welfare checks, no tax refunds, no medicine, you name it. Like Seinfeld, remember when Newman was, you know, when he said that thing to Jerry?
What did he say?
When you control the mail, you control information.
Uh-huh.
And it's true.
That's a pretty impressive Newman impression.
Well, I'm actually bigger than he is.
You're bigger than Newman.
I actually have won several Wayne Knight lookalike contests.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Even though you might be a little larger than Wayne Knight.
Yeah, same face, though.
So, okay, now I'm picturing a heavier Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
Okay, that actually takes this call to a new sad level.
Well, hey, you're sad.
I'm sad?
Yeah.
Now, why on earth is your uncle going along with this?
Well,
like, why? I mean, this is serious stuff, and you're just stopping people's mail.
Well, there's a serious reason for it.
Uh-huh. What's that?
When I was a kid,
yeah,
my uncle did something to me.
Ugh.
Something really bad.
Oh, my God. Not like it. I mean, it's not like... I'm trying to think how to even say this. He didn't, like,
bad.
Molest you or something.
Oh, God, no. No, he tried to run me over with his mail truck.
Why did he try to run you over with his mail truck?
Well, I was pressing his buttons at this family picnic back in the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
And he's abnormally hairy, like his arms.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling him names like Ape Arms.
Uh-huh.
And monkey hands in front of everybody, in front of his new wife.
Uh-huh. Was everybody laughing?
Yeah, but everyone felt really uncomfortable. I was really laughing. And then the next day, he tried to run me down with his mail truck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he tried to run you over with his mail truck.
Yeah.
And then you have that on him.
Well, I was about to call the cops on him, but then he said that, I'll tell you what, I'll be forever in your debt if you don't tell anyone.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't say anything. And as he made his way up the ranks, you know, the Postal Service, I still kept my mouth shut because I didn't want to ruin his chance of becoming a PMG.
Sure.
And so he knows now that if he doesn't do my bidding, I'm going to squawk and he's going to be out of a job pronto.
So you would just blow his reputation.
Oh, yeah. And that job is like, that's the grail for all those lifers, all those male lifers.
Uh-huh.
So he knows what he knows what side his butter's breaded on.
So you take advantage of him by having people's mail stopped.
Well, it's not just that.
Well, how else?
Well, the best part is that he makes all the guys who work for the Newbridge Postal Service.
Uh-huh.
They do my bidding, too.
So mailmen,
yeah,
do your bidding.
They're like my butlers and my chauffeurs.
Really?
Yeah, they wash my car, do my shopping, drive me all around town, pick up my dry cleaning, my spank mags.
Oh, I want to know.
They even went to IKEA the other day and picked up all the stuff I ordered for the new edition.
Uh-huh.
They're building that for me, too.
So these mailmen, you have actually building an addition onto your house.
Oh, yeah. It's almost done.
And they must be furious.
Well, it's funny. I can tell that they're talking about it behind my back, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But what are they going to do?
Well, I mean, this is horrible, the way you treat these. You're taking something that is a service, and you're completely abusing it. That it's something that actually, I mean, the people who work at the post office are already, it seems like they're barely getting the job done as is. Like, there's so much mail. And now these guys who didn't sign up to go build your deck or whatever they're building, or to go to IKEA and pick your stuff up, these guys are stuck doing that because your uncle is the postmaster general because you're blackmailing him.
Do you know how close you are to having your full service cut off? Oh, you're making me sick. You're such a creep.
I'm a creep. I'm the creep.
I would love to get you in the nonagon.
What's the nonagon?
The nonagon. It's a nine-sided polygon.
Okay. And how are you going to get me into the nonagon?
Well, that's the enclosure in which we have our slap fights, you dunce.
Okay, we're going to a new level here. What are slap fights?
What's a slap fight?
Yeah.
It's a competitive sport, you munch.
Slap fighting?
Yeah.
Is a competitive sport.
It is, and you're talking to a member of the NESFL.
The NESFL?
Yes.
Let me see if I can guess. North?
Check.
E?
Something you won't be getting once your service is turned off.
E is Eastern?
Yes.
SF Slap Fight League.
You got it.
The
you've heard of it. That's great.
No, I
getting
never.
Out there.
I've never heard of it. And the NESFL.
Yeah.
So you're a member of a slap fighting league.
I'm a member of a team.
A team?
Yeah.
What team?
The Newbridge Red Faces.
How? Just tell me a little bit about. This is all new to me.
We're having a great season so far. We're 4-0.
In slap fighting.
Yeah. We almost lost last week to the Westbridge Handprints.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
But how'd you pull it out?
We just did. I mean, we had the slap off at the end, and we kind of licked them.
Now, how on earth does a slap fight competition work?
Well, it's like weight classes.
Uh-huh.
Weight classes and mainly age classes, too.
Okay.
And that's sort of the real line of demarcation.
Okay. Well, you got that word out. So tell me about
Goodbye to those magazines.
What's that?
Say goodbye to all your magazines. You're never getting them again. You have to go buy them at the Spank Mag Emporium where you go.
Yeah. So there's different age levels here,
right,
for slap fighting.
Yes, yeah.
And what are those?
Well, there's the 14 and under.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the 14 and over.
And so you compete 14.
Yeah. And then they're broken down into weights after that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, who do you battle against? Like, when you battled the, the Westbridge team?
Yeah, the Westbridge Handprints.
Who did you go up against?
This kid named Kevin.
Okay,
yeah.
A kid.
Yeah.
Named Kevin. How old was
he? He's morbidly obese.
And how old was Kevin?
He is 16.
And how old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 44.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's you, a 44-year-old man,
mm-hmm,
in a slap fight.
Yeah.
With a 16-year-old.
He had a loud face, too.
Oh, my.
Face was very loud. You know, speaking of faces.
Yeah.
I don't think you could take it. I don't think you'd last one round.
In a slap fight.
I can tell by your voice that you have a very soft face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You'd be purple after one slap.
I'd be purple after purple. One. Okay.
Yeah, my face is it's pretty conditioned. It's like a catcher's mitt.
So okay,
I actually now, oil it with catcher's mitt oil.
Catcher's mitt oil,
yeah.
On your face.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, there's a whole art to the slap. I'm actually writing a book called The Art of the Slap.
I just want people to picture, just so we don't lose sight of the visual on this.
Yeah.
A 44-year-old man.
Right.
Who is a heavier Wayne Knight.
Right.
With a face like a catcher's mitt.
Yes.
In terms of toughness.
Yes.
And you oil it down with catcher's mitt oil.
Yes. To keep it from cracking. And also my chins.
And how does a slap fight work? You slap someone?
Yeah, you kind of square off in the nonagon. And basically someone makes the first move after the whistle's blown. And you just slap, but you can't slap too hard.
Uh-huh.
You can't slap too soft either. So there's a whole art to it, and it's just, oh man, it's like I love the sound of it. You know, it's like, listen, give you a little sample. I love it. You know, I'm actually going to be marketing a CD of the best slaps. I record all the matches, and I'm going to put like this bed of classical techno kind of underneath it.
Underneath the slapping
sounds. Yeah, like a slap symphony.
And who on earth wants to hear that?
All the slap heads are going to buy it.
Oh, that's who's fans of this.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how many people come out for an event like this? Like, where do you hold them?
Well, take this last week.
Yeah?
We did it at Newbridge Pentecostal Church. See, the thing is that for reasons that are beyond me, nobody really wants to hold these matches.
Yeah.
Like in clubs or whatever, YMCAs or something. They say it's a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
So what we have to do is we have to sneak into church basements in the middle of the night to hold the matches.
So this is you're going into a church basement without permission?
Well, permission is sort of a gray area.
Well, you use the word sneak.
Okay, well...
Guilty,
I guess. You know,
give me. You say it's a gray area. How did you get into this church basement?
Basically, we find one of the church members who looks like he could be slapped down pretty easily, like a wimpy guy at a church,
uh-huh.
And then we'll kind of make him leave the window open.
Uh huh.
You know, like in the what they call the fellowship hall. Usually in these churches.
Yeah.
And then we'll sneak in at like 3 a.m., you know, on like a Thursday morning or something and do it. I mean, he's never there, so he's not going to get in trouble. And we don't steal much either.
You don't steal much?
We steal some food sometimes.
But you'll still steal stuff?
Well, food. That's not really stealing.
Oh, no, that is stealing. That, if it doesn't belong to you, it's stealing.
No, I mean, it's substance.
Oh, okay. There you go. You just did substance.
That's what I said.
Yeah, sustenance. You might want to go get that dictionary
out of
the corner.
I certainly will. Substance.
Look up the word. What is the definition of substance?
Substance. That which the body needs to keep going.
Uh-huh. Now, do you want to look up sustenance, or which will be there? Or
I'm not going to look up a word that doesn't exist. Substance.
Uh-huh. Well, look for substance first.
This dictionary's... I don't know, I guess it's an old one, maybe. It's kind of a newish word, I guess.
Yeah, substance is a... It's a very new word. I think it was just born today.
What was the word you were saying?
Sustenance.
Spell it.
S-U-S.
Okay, hang on. Okay.
T.
Okay.
E. I'm sorry. I'm.
Oh wait! I see. I see it.
Yeah. What's the definition? Wow. There you go. I'm going to guess who was right on that one. You're right there, buddy?
Hold on. Hang on. Someone's at the door. Kim, what are you doing here? I told you I don't need a ride to Sexapays until midnight. Hang on, it's Tim. It's one of the postal guys.
Uh-huh.
Can't just walk in here, you jerk. I call you when I need you, you creep. Get out of here. Hey, what are Mike, Glenn, and Kenny doing here? Why are they holding hatchets? Hey, hold on, guys. Hey, guys! Guys, put those down. You got a problem with me? We settle it like men. Let's lap this over, okay? Hang on. Guys, come on.
Oh my! I guess that the postal guys kind of had their a little bit of a comeuppance. Sounds like he got he wanted to slap that out. Did he say they had hatchets? Hatchets. Wow. Sounds like we might not be hearing from Keith Garfinkel anytime soon.
Oh!
You know who we should hear from, though? Those who've entered the Best Show on WFMU theme song contest. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing all right. Who's this?
It's Larry.
Oh, hey, Larry.
How things going for you, Tom?
Oh, going better for me than you. Get off my phone! Does he tell you it's Larry? Okay. Fair enough. What's that? Oh, I don't know if we have enough time for a debate tonight. I want to play some of these contest entries. We have one here from the Rank Strangers. It's called The Best Show Fanfare, a CD I just got in the mail. And people who want to enter the Best Show theme song contest, go to friendsoftom.com, click on theme song contest. Learn all about it. Maybe the song you write will be the permanent theme song to the Best Show on WFMU. Let's check out this song. Best Show Fanfare by the Rank Strangers. An entry by the Rank Amateurs. That's good stuff. I could get fired up to do the show with that kicking it off. The Best Show Fanfare. We have one other entry here in the Best Show Theme Song Contest. This one is sent in by... Let's cue it up. Bop, 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 bop. By the Plarns. And this song is called Best Theme Number One. Here we go. Let's check it out.
Is it time? Is it time for the show? I've been told it's time.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Billy Boy Boy.
Hey, Tom, what's up? It's Steinberg.
Oh, it's Steinberg.
Tom?
Yes, who's this?
No, this.
Who is this? No, I can't remember. Who is this?
No, this.
Who is it? The phone number here, 201-209-9368.
There we go. The Plarns. Best Theme Number One. Good work from the Plarns. Good work from the Plarns. There's two entries this week. Only 5 minutes left in the program. 201-209-9368. Last chance for some phone action. 201-209-9368. We'll open 5 minutes of Open Phone Tuesday excitement. Yes? No? Nothing? Anyone? FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Seafaring Willis calling in. I overnighted a Tom's Da Bomb about 3 weeks ago. It cost me $14, and you just didn't even play it.
We played it.
So is there any chance of possibly playing it after I spent $14 to get it in there? You can't play it 3 weeks ago.
Hey, stupid, I played it.
Overnight it.
I played it.
You can't play Tom's Da Bomb 3. Oh.
I played it.
You didn't play it.
Well, first of all, nobody told you to spend $14. Why overnight something when we only...
It's been a while, Tom's Da Bomb.
I only do the show...
Tom's Da Bomb never got aired.
I only do the show...
Are you torturing me?
I only do the show once a week, you moron. Why would you overnight anything to me?
Can you play Wild... No. Forget Wild Tom's Da Bomb. Can you play Tom's Da Bomb 3 for me, please?
You want to know what? I'll play Tom's Da Bomb for you.
No, no, not one. I want Tom's Da Bomb 3.
Is it different than one?
Way different.
All right, then I'll play it.
Thank
next
you.
Week.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Get off my phone. How dare you? I overnighted it. Yeah, remember when I told everybody that... That songs are not eligible unless they're overnighted? No, I told no one that. I overnighted it. Why? I didn't tell anyone to overnight it. Oy! Ugh. What was that? can you play it? I'll play it next week now. Whatever. Subscribe to the podcast, for goodness sakes. I got 3 people subscribed. That's it. 3. I'm going to cancel the podcast if I don't get some subscriptions. And tell your friends to sign up, for goodness sake. All the junk that's being podcast out there. Why? It's a good podcast. It's a good podcast. Let the good podcast get spread around. Spread the good one around. There's all the bad podcasts all over the place. It's a good podcast. That's right. How'd he go from number 1 to number 3? He goes from Tom's the Bomb number 1 to Tom's the Bomb number 3. Podcast. I do the podcast. I got 3 people subscribed. 3. Can you believe that, Bill? 3 people? It's a crime. It's a crime. This is a top shelf podcast. It's not bottom shelf stuff. Not the kind of stuff you just walk into the store you can touch.
Adam Curry.
The liquor. Exactly. Adam Curry is that chowderhead is crushing us. All right, everybody. That ends the best show on WFMU for another exciting Tuesday night installment. We will be back next week if the tall bikers have not taken my life by then. In the meantime, I want you to stay tuned here at WFMU and keep listening. Bill is coming up next on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, Worldwide and World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Bill coming up now.